podcast. Hey, during this time of that we're going through throughout the country, and a lot of times during this time of the year, people start thinking about getting some chaos out of their house through organizing. Some people are just wired to be organized. Some have a little trouble with it, and that's why we bring in our friend.
Why were you looking at me when you said
I was looking straight at you, Joe Truini. We're bringing in our friend Candy Negus, who's a professional organizer. She's been with us before and always does a great job in offering some tips to get you started in the right direction. Candy, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Danny.
Absolutely. Well, so many people are stuck in their house. Cabin fever is setting in. They're looking for ways to not only occupy their time, but also their kids, maybe a little bit. Get them started. What would you suggest someone that's looking around, they just don't know where to start? They see that they have too many clothes in their closet. They have their garages unorganized. Let's get America started here on this.
Okay. Well, Danny, let me tell you, I've got firsthand experience because last week of the quarantine, I was all over the place, Danny. I mean, You start getting this time at home, and there's almost like a panic that sets in because you're like, I've got to be productive. I've been given all this time. Now I've got to be productive. And so last week I was buying stain and paint, cleaning out the closet. I mean, I was all over the place, and I'm an organizer. So I had to stop. I had to stop and go, okay, make a list. So my first piece of advice to anyone listening today is stop and make a list. Just get your notebook paper out, old-fashioned, make a list of all your projects, inside, outside. I realize some of our listeners might live in apartments or zero lot line or condos, and so maybe they don't have an outside. But make a list of your projects. What do you want to get done? That's the first step with this new normal we're all living in, is we need a list. Of what we want to get done.
And one of the things that I think I heard you say at one point, which is an important part of it, is when, of course, part of organizing is to get rid of a lot of things that you don't need. And one of the mm-hmm. things that you mentioned is be honest with yourself. I think that says a mm-hmm. lot, because come on, you got to ask yourself, have you used this? Will you use this? Do you really need it? Are you going to do without it? I guess that's one of the first little, things that you have to look at yourself a little bit, inside yourself a little bit, to determine what you can part with.
Yes, Danny. And I find that maybe in the past people found, let's just pick on spring decluttering. I personally have got all my outdoor projects lined up right now because the weather's beautiful. And truthfully, we all just need to get outside right now. So we're working on our garages and our outdoor he sheds and she sheds. And so in the past, maybe all of us did not want to take the time to answer some of those hard questions. And so we would just run out there in our storage shed and work in it for 2 hours and make it look a little neater maybe and feel a little bit better about ourselves. But now, Danny, we really can stop and do a thorough declutter of the storage shed and the garage. Because what I find with my clients is when they can't make a decision inside their home about their personal belongings, you know what they do, Danny? They move it to the garage.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's what they do. They move it from the inside to the outside, and they say, I'll deal with that later. I'll deal with that later. Well, guess what, guys? Later is here.
That's right. Right. Yeah.
Later is here. So this is the time to take a beautiful weekend and just get outside and start on your garage and start asking yourself about all those things in the garage. I mean, people have 4 or 5 weed eaters, and only one of them works, Danny. So, and I will say right now that all the donation centers are open right now. They're open, so you can do your clean out, and you can go drop off.
Candy, I wanted to mention one other thing you talked about, making a list, and we did that very recently because we have 2 adult children at home. My wife is a teacher, so she's home, and the great thing about making a list now is that you have help, Right. So even just making a list, I got my wife involved and we talked about what needed to be done to organize and clean out, starting with our basement and garage. And then we assigned, you know, because there's certain things that our kids can do now, and whether we're moving it out and just cleaning it and then finding a better place for it rather than keeping it in the garage where it's in the way. And then we're going to start indoors at the closets and, you know, where we have a couple of spare bedrooms that were spare bedrooms and now they're not because the kids are home. But we had been using it for storage. So we're going to go through it. And with the list, we have plenty of people now to help tackle those chores.
Yes. Yes, I mean, utilize everybody in the family.
Great information for us. And I would remind everybody, now, tell us about the website real quick, Candy.
Okay, my website is orderyourspaces.com, and I'm also on social media, Facebook and Instagram, orderyourspaces.com. And I have been going live at 12 noon every day just trying to help everyone with the new normal, just giving organizing tips every day on Facebook.
Well, we'll certainly continue to give you a holler from time to time to help us out on getting things organized. We certainly appreciate you being with us today.